With your permission. פרשת עקב, היה עקב תשמעו את המשפטים האלה. So the first question of course is, why do we refer to, of course, to the mitzvot as משפטים? את הורא שזה עושה, והיה עקב תשמעו את המצוות. The mitzvot. I mean, the Torah also sometimes uses the word mishpatim. For example, if you go back to lesson parasha, the last sentence, it says, "V'shamata et ha-mitzvah, ve'et ha-chukim ve'et ha-mishpatim v'shnei mitzapchayim la-sotam." There are three categories of mitzvot. But you don't say only v'yakit yishmin et ha-mishpatim. It's not just mishpatim. The Torah should have said whatever the Torah said last week. V'yakit yishmin et ha-mitzvot, et ha-chukim ve'et ha-mishpatim, all the things. But the Torah says only mishpatim in this sentence. What happened to the mitzvot? What happened to the chukim? So come Chachamim and tells us, Rashi brings the Midrash says, Vaya Ekev, the word Ekev comes from the word hill. How do you spell it? H-E-A-L? H-E-E-L? H-E-E-L. So Ekev comes from the word Akev in Hebrew. Akev is the hill. So the Chachamim say what it means, Ekev Tishmun, if you're going to keep those mitzvot, that you so-called thrashing them with your heels. What do you mean, I thrash with my heels? I know people thrash by wheat, barley, but people don't thrash mitzvot. So here comes the Chachamim and say, Vaya Ekev Tishmun, it says, the things that you thresh with your heels, if you're going to keep those ones, ushmatem v'atitem otam, also you keep them and you do them, v'shamar Hashem elokecha lecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to watch over and to keep the brit, tabrit v'tachet nishba la'avotecha, the treaty and the kindness that he swore to the poor fathers. So the first question is, it's not the way I kept Tishmion. The Torah says, listen, if you can listen to the Mishpatim, and then you'll do it, it's not the way listen. The Torah should have said, Vaya Ekev Tishmirun. So right away the Torah should have said, if you will keep the mitzvot, not if you listen to the mitzvot, that those mitzvot you thresh with your heels. The Torah should have said, if you keep the mitzvot, nothing to do with threshing, nothing to do with listening. If somebody listens and doesn't do it, means nothing. The main thing is to do the mitzvot, not to listen. Nevertheless, the Torah says, "Ve'akev tishmeun." If you can listen, or you accept the way the Targum says tishmeun, sometimes it means to listen, sometimes it means to accept. That doesn't mean anything. It means that you have to keep it, not to listen or to accept it. That means I accept it, but they don't keep. I accept Shabbat, but they don't keep it. Doesn't mean anything. So if the Torah wants to give you the reward, the Torah is going to tell you the reward, what Hashem is going to give you, if you will, of course, not to listen, if you will keep it. Nevertheless, the sentence starts, Vaya Ekev Tishmeun, if you can listen to those mitzvot, which ones you're referring to? The ones that you thresh with your heels. I thresh with my heels. Which I would like to know which one is this. Which mitzvot I thresh with my heels? Is it one of the 613 mitzvot? So why the Torah doesn't say? If it's not, so what does it mean? So what do you mean, which mitzvot I threat? I thresh. I'm sorry, I threat with my heels. And this HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a big reward. This is a guarantee HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to love you. And bless you. He's going to multiply you. And he's going to give you a gift. 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 And he's going to blessings upon blessings. It's only if the condition that you will listen to the ones that you thresh. Of course, the Torah will tell you also that you have to keep it. But the first condition, it means you have to listen, to accept those mitzvot, which ones we don't know yet, but the ones that people don't pay attention to them, for the threshing them with the by the heels. With your permission, if you skip. So sentence 11, chapter 8, it says Sheni. I'm sorry. Sentence 10, chapter 8. אכלת ושבעת וברכת את השם אלוקיך על הארץ טובה שנתן לך. כאן זה גמרא, and tells us the following. This is the halakha, it's all the ברכות that we saw it. He's from חכמים. When we put תפילין, we put טלית, if שכלולת, excuse me, when we blow שופר, any bracha that you recite, all of them chachamim made. Even you say Ashokichan Tzav Tzivano on certain brachot, doesn't mean anything. It means chachamim told us to do, and Hashem told us to listen to chachamim. But none of the brachot that we recite are directly from Hashem. Hashem never asked us to say bracha, never taught us to say bracha. Besides, One time Hashem wants to say bracha. All the brachot you say, avotei lechem min haaretz, borei pri haaretz, borei pri haadamah, shehakol nehiyeh bidvaro. All the brachot you say, everything. Everything is made of chachamim. It says, Ezra HaSofer, tekem et hamikdash ve'lo oved hamikdash, Ezra HaSofer made the brachot, to give them a check test ha'gdola, it's Mordechai and Esther, and 120 chachamim among them, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, the Nevi'im, they made the sidur that we have today with all the brachot. But you say, Baruch Ata Hashem. Who said, Baruch Ata Hashem, that you got to say that? It says, Chachamim said. Hashem never asked you to say bracha. Hashem does tell you to shake your love. And that's the halacha. If you shake your love, you didn't say the bracha, it's perfect. You put filin without bracha, it's perfect. You put tzitzit without bracha, perfect. All the mitzvot are perfect. You don't say bracha. Chachamim, again, Ezra HaSofer, when he came over to Hamikdash, he made these, all those brachot, the nusach, the way the brachot goes, the words of the brachot, and when to say bracha. All this he do, besides one bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah, Ve'achalta ve'samata uverachta after you eat. And you fool, it's the explanation, you have to say bracha, that's called Birkat HaMazon. Again, the form of Birkat HaMazon that we have today was not the form of Birkat HaMazon. The form of Birkat HaMazon that we have today, Chachamim, the Gemara says, Moshe Tiken Azan, the first paragraph Moshe Rabbeinu made, the second paragraph Yeshua Binun, and Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, David and Shlomo made, and then the last bracha is Shinitnu Gebetah Likvua. This is Chachamim made it after. But we learned that last week that the new Caesar let the Jewish people bury their beloved ones in Betar, and then Chachamim made the last bracha in Birkat HaMazon. Of course, our Rachamim, we don't know exactly who made those Rachamans and when those Rachamans were invented and put in Birkat HaMazon. Maybe we'll get to it later. But right now, this is what the Torah said. This is sentence 10. That's the only time Hashem wants you to say bracha. This is called Birkat HaMazon. What the Gemara says, this is what Hashem meant. Hashem meant like this, it's not just to eat, is you have to eat and be full. It means that you cannot eat anymore. Even when you see food, you want to vomit. It is, I have so much in the system, it is up to my throat, I can't have anything else. This is called the sabata. Maybe it's a little bit exaggeration, doesn't have to be up to your throat, but it means, the sabata means, I don't want to eat anymore. Then Hashem said, you should say the Birkat HaMazon. It means, listen, you ate, and you have the full course meal, and you have everything, but you still would like to have something else. Novel Katamazon. Hashem doesn't expect you. When does Hashem expect you to be Katamazon? Ve'achalta ve'savata. Only when you're full completely. Other explanation of the word ve'savata means drinking. So some Chachamim say that halakha according to some Chachamim, it means like this. A person ate a full meal, but didn't drink anything in the meal. He said Birkat HaMazon. He said it. Because Chachamim said to say, not Hashem. Hashem said only Birkat HaMazon if you eat and drink. If you just ate, doesn't matter how many eshtanuz, how many pita, how many challah, how many bread, doesn't mean anything. 5 loaves of bread, 5 pieces of chicken, potatoes, and all the good things that you ate, but you didn't drink anything. Hashem does not expect you to say Birkat HaMazon. No. Chachamim said yes. Hashem no. Hashem never asked you to say. Hashem asked Birkat HaMazon if you ate and you drank. Okay, some Chachamim said, some Chachamim came and said this halacha. Okay, what happened to a person that he ate, but he did not drink anything in the meal? And he recited Birkat HaMazon, said Birkat HaMazon. After Birkat HaMazon, his wife says, would you like to have some tea? He says, yeah, tea, always good. He drinks the tea, he finished the tea. Some Chachamim said, now you have to say Birkat HaMazon again. Because the first one that you said did not include any drinks. So that Birkat HaMazon was from Chachamim. Hashem said, Ve'achalta ve'savata u'berachta. Hashem said, if you ate and you drank, you said Birkat HaMazon. Since you didn't drink before, the Birkat HaMazon that you recite, was from Chachamim. But now you had tea. Your tea, it means that you ate a meal before, and now you drank. Again, Birkat HaMazon. Some Chachamim say, that if you didn't drink anything in your meal, and you weren't thirsty, you didn't drink, and you just ate, make sure, after Birkat HaMazon, don't drink anything. You can do later, half an hour later, but if you immediately after Birkat HaMazon, you have tea, you might have to say Birkat HaMazon again. It's also very, very strange. The two opinions. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants you to recite Birkat HaMazon if you're full. Why only if I'm full? And if I'm half full, is that enough? If Hashem wants me to say Bracha, so Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave me the meal, I ate the meal. I want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, not necessary. Don't say that. He says, when are you going to say that? If you're full. He says, why am I full? Why? And then the same question is about the drinking business. Hashem wants me to say Birkat HaMazon only if I ate and drank. That's another opinion. So why Hashem wants you to drink? Why? So you drink by itself is nothing. But to eat by itself is also nothing. Only eating and drinking. How do you get it? From where you got it? Why? Again, the Sabbata means one explanation means satisfied. It means you're full. Sabbata means not satisfied, means you're full. Isbua means you're full. Another explanation, Sabbata means on drinking. So that's both of them in Shulchan Aruch. There are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch what it means, the Sabbata. So again, but this is strange halacha. Again, all the brachot, Hashem doesn't care for me saying nice words about. Hashem doesn't care that you see laniach tefillin. That everybody sees, it doesn't matter to him. Doesn't matter to him any bracha. He only wants Birkat HaMazon. Again, Chachamim came and made all the other brachot. Hashem, why you don't want them? I said, what's the problem? What is the problem? I ate a grapefruit. I want to say Birkat. No. You don't need to. Hashem never said it. I said, I want to say. Don't say that. If according to Hashem, if you said it, and Chachamim would not have made it, it means it's a sin. He said Hashem's there for nothing. Came Chachamim and say, listen, besides what Hashem said over here, that you only say Birkat HaMazon, V'achalta V'savata V'arachta, is only if you're full, let me tell you something. Chachamim came and reduced so-called the size that we ought to say Birkat HaMazon. Again, Hashem only wants you to say Birkat HaMazon only when you're full. Chachamim said, no, if you eat the size of an olive, or an egg, an olive is 27 grams. It's volume, it's not weight. Or volume of 54 grams, this is that's what Chachamim said, you have to say Birkat HaMazon. But again, Hashem did not tell it. how important it is. Came Chachamim and tell us what did happen in Shamayim when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the halacha of Birkat Kohanim. Birkat Kohanim, you know that every time that we say Hashem's name, it's not the way Hashem's name appears. Hashem's name appears as a Yud and a Hey, Bav and a Hey, but we're not allowed to pronounce it. We pronounce it as Amunai. But again, when you look at Hashem's name, you have to visualize Yud, Hey, Bav and Hey. That's Hashem's name. So, but you never have to say that. If Chas v'Shalom somebody says it, the Gemara says he might die. Says you cannot pronounce Hashem's entity. You call HaKadosh Baruch Hu my master. That means Amunai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my master. But you cannot refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as its name. Its name is not Amunai. Its name is Yud, Hey, Bav and Hey. That's his name. Amunai is just a pouch that holds this name. In Bet HaMikdash, the Kohanim, when he used to say the Birkat Kohanim, they didn't say Yivarechecha Adonai Vishmerecha. They didn't say that. Say Yivarechecha, and then they didn't say Amunai. They said Yud, Hey, Vav and Hey. It's called Shema Meforash. That's how important it is Birkat Kohanim. Only Bet HaMikdash used to say this. Says the Gemara, Malachi Hashem came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they have some kind of contradiction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior. They would like some explanation. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owed them anything, but that's the Gemara says, came Malachi Hashem, I want to ask you a question. I said, what's your question? He says, you wrote in the Torah, Akel Asher Lo Yisaf Anim Lo Yitach Shochad. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, that entity of Hashem, you may not bribe, and you don't think for a moment that he will look to your side with favor eyes. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is straightforward. Whatever you deserve, he will do. And he has some mercy on you, but don't think that he is going to go out of his way completely. True. Hashem said true. That is in the Torah. Nevertheless, the Mikat Kohanim will say, Yisa Adonai Pana Velecha, Yatsem Lecha Shalom. The explanation of this sentence, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at you with favored eyes. I don't understand. We don't understand. You just said you don't do this and you do it for Am Yisrael. Why? Why do it for Am Yisrael? Says the Gemara, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us a lot. He says, what does he love us for? And says, because Hashem tells them, I wrote in the Torah, you recite Birkat HaMazon only if you're full. Kev Chachamim and says, no. Birkat HaMazon also if you own 27 grams. 27 grams is enough. Hashem said, you know what? The secret of Birkat Kohanim, the power of Birkat Kohanim, the energy of Birkat Kohanim, what the Kohen gives you bracha is so big, is somebody's going to ask you, what is it standing on? What is the foundation of this Birkat Kohanim? The foundation is food. The foundation is, if you take a piece of bread by 27 grams and you decide that that's what I'm going to eat, and then you did do Birkat HaMazon, Hashem told Malachi Hashered, angels in Shamayim, that's why I love Am Yisrael, and that's where the Birkat Kohanim comes into so-called power, and the Kohen that comes in the morning and gives you bracha, and he says, listen, Yisa Hashem Benar Masim HaShalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look at you with favored eyes. He says, you know why it's going to be favored eyes? Because every time that you eat, you don't wait to be full to serve Birkat HaMazon, you serve Birkat HaMazon even on the 27 grams. He says, from all the mitzvot that we have, from all the mitzvot that you have, it says Shabbat, Bet Milah, all the mitzvot, Filin, Hashem does not love us as much as the decision what Chachamim made that you say Birkat HaMazon on 27 grams. It says from all the mitzvot, I do everything what Hashem said, everything, nothing. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is straightforward with you, don't expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu should look at you with favored eyes. It says the Kohanim said, you know, when you reach this what level, it's nothing to do with level. It's only if you do Birkat HaMazon on 27 grams, Hashem loves it so much, so God is going to change his attitude, his behavior, his entity, he's going to look at you with favored eyes. It says why? Because Birkat HaMazon? What power is this? What Birkat HaMazon is so important? Right, that's the second, next question. Right. See if you have all the tapes from years before.
Yeah.
Then I quoted the Zohar. Moshe asked a question. It's a tremendous question. If Hashem said you only say Birkat HaMazon when you fall, Chachamim cannot come and reduce and say, you know, you don't need it. It's not such thing. The Gemara says all the sizes. When the Chachamim tell you this is what you have to do, it's not because Hashem said it. Chachamim cannot do against Hashem. For example, you need lulav. Lulav has to be, let's say, 40 centimeters. That's what Hashem said. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in Shamayim, lulav, Kotel Am Yisrael, you must have lulav 40 centimeters. Less is nothing. He says, you want to know something? I don't want 40. I'll take less. This is why I take less. Well, the same thing, you know. Hashem said that you have to say Bikat Mazon only when you're full. Chachamim said no, 27 grams. But Hashem said no. Hashem, well, how can Chachamim come and reduce it? So if you remember, I quoted the Zohar a few years ago. The Zohar said what it means is that Chachamim said that a person, when he eats 27 grams, he makes himself full. Is it true, Moshe? I don't know. The Zohar said that maybe that's, the Zohar means that you should do it. But people do it, people don't do it. So, we're back to square one. Somebody does it, it's true. If somebody only takes 27 grams, and he swallows 27 grams, and he says, okay, I'm done. I'm not hungry anymore. That the Zohar is 100% correct. But if somebody eats 27 grams and says, I'm still hungry, it is not that I'm not eating. But still, you say, because I'm a zone, how can it be?
You can't
make yourself full. The Zohar says that some people can have it in mind. Everything is in the mind, maybe. Is this a Zohar? Sure. No, just the Shakur. If it's Shakur. So again, so this is the only time, according to most of the Chachamim, that Hashem expects us to say bracha. The Ramban, Rabbi Moshe Ben Nachman, says there's another bracha, it's called Birkat HaTorah. The one we sat in the morning, only also Hashem said it. Other Chachamim disagree with the Ramban, but it's one opinion. But again, that bracha, everybody agrees, the only bracha that Hashem expects you to say is Birkat HaMazon. None of the other brachot that we have, Hashem expects you to say. Yes. After Chachamim said you should do it, Hashem expects you to listen to Chachamim. But not that Hashem so-called had it in mind, and he wanted you to say that. No. That's it. Okay, fine. Sentence 11, with your permission. Shama lecha, penishkach et Hashem elokecha, please be careful. You might forget Hashem. You might forget Hashem. How do you come over here now? How do you come here? I might forget Hashem. Why should I forget Hashem? לבלתי שמו מצוותיו ומשפטיו וחוקותיו אשר נכון סבך היום יבון קיפ דמצוות כנדוכר דסבת יול איט אין יביפול ובבתים טובים בדמי וישבת יול ביל יוסף נייס האוזס ויפקחה ותנוחה עיר ביון בני ולעת אוף קטל נשי בחסב וזהב עיר בלח how about oil? There's no oil all day. No oil. No oil, no gas. All those will be written here. How about cotton, cocoa, coffee, sugar, all the commodities? Computers, IBM, Bill Gates, how come doesn't say? Only those things. Says you're gonna have a lot of cattle, silver and gold. How about copper? How about steel? Copper is very expensive, by the way, today, I don't know. No? Went down. Copper went down. Copper went down. Oh, what?
The
euro went down also?
Yeah.
It's Mashiach time. ורם לבבך, לבבך, סליחה, sentence 14, ורם לבבך, your heart will go up, ושכחת את השם אלוקיך, ופגעת הקדוש ברוך הוא מצליחה מכל מדודים, ופגעת השם, sentence 17, ואמרת בלבבך, ונעשה in your heart כוחי בעוצם הידי, עשה את החייל הזה, and says, I did everything, my strength made it, this is all my fortune, I made it. זכתה את השם אלוקיך, כי אתה חושב, remember השם, he did it for you. למען הקים את ראשי שמר אותך ויקום הזה יגע. ויהיה אם שכוח תשכח את השם אלוקיך, סנטנס 19, ופוגע את הקדוש ברוך הוא. הלכת אחרי אלוהים אחים עבדתם, ושתחבית עליהם. You say, you go after idolship, you go worship idols. You don't know what they're doing, you're going to die. What's the word? Again, it's not the question, but how did it come now into the picture? Again, Moshe is going to say it over and over and over again. If you skip, now Moshe is going to talk about the golden calf. How do you get the golden calf now in the middle? What this has to do with the whole thing? Of course it means because Moshe said that he might worship Avodah Zarah, so he's going to go to the, remember I went, says if you go to, if you skip chapter 9, sentence 9, it says, Ba'aloti Ara, I went upstairs, Lakarat Luchot Avnim Luchot Abit, to get the Ten Commandments, Shekrat Hashim Achim Hashim Arbaim Amimela, Le'ech Lachati Vayim Lashetidi. Bravo Aleikum, like we say in America, Bravo Aleikum. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I went up to Shamayim 40 days and 40 nights, and I didn't eat bread, I didn't drink water. So,
you didn't have to bench?
You have to bench, right? ויתן השם אליי את שני לוחות האבנים הכתובים באצבע האלוקים, השם gave me, ועליהם ככל הדברים אשר דיבר השם לכם עבדוך האש, the same thing that you heard, ומכתם אליי את השם אליי שני לוחות האבנים, לוחות האבנים, I gave it, השם gave me after 40 days and 40 nights, השם gave me the לוחות, ואומר השם אליי כתובים במזיק שלך, go downstairs, your nation that you took out of Egypt, שם אליי אשר דיבר שם מהזכר, and says, forget about it. They made a golden calf. So Hashem told him, Shamayim, Vemer Hashem Elayi, Lemor Hayit Etam Etazi, Yom Kshorefu. He says, I saw these people, they know that stubborn nation, Erev Mini Vashem Yassin, Vem Chet Shema Mitach Vashemayim, I'm going to destroy Chas Shalom Am Yisrael, I'm going to make you big. Ve'efen ve'eret min ha'ar, I went downstairs, Abba Yom Yisrael Shavadi, ve'eret echadim Hashem, Vashem Yassin, 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 Vashem I saw the golden calf, and then I put the shnei luchot b'shachem ashti yadai. I took the luchot and I threw it downstairs. V'ashavrim le'enechem. I broke it in front of you. He says, "Excuse me, Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem told you in Shamayim already. Hashem told you that you did the golden calf. Hashem told you. The Amis of the golden calf. The Midrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu was holding the luchot in his hand." And Moshe was holding it on the other side. And Moshe grabbed it from Hashem. And I said, I'm taking it down anyway. I said, Moshe, why are you taking it down? Hashem told you that it didn't go to Kev. Moshe grabbed it. I'm not talking about you, Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. That is the reason. No, I'm not you. I didn't say that you grabbed it. I said, Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed it from Hashem. Even though Hashem told him already before, it is the golden calf. Says the Torah, Moshe comes downstairs, he sees the golden calf, he breaks it. He says, Hashem told it to you in Shamayim. Hashem told you already in Shamayim that they made the golden calf. Nevertheless, you took it. So why did you break it? You know it before. He says, sentence 18, we need permission by Napalik near Hashem Karishana. Moshe says, I did again what I did before. Again, Rabbi Alekop. He didn't eat bread. What do you tell me this? Who cares? This is the problem. That's the problem. What Moshe is trying to say? What are you trying to, Hashem, to impress us? What difference does it make if you ate and you drank or you didn't? What are you trying to tell me? It's enough to tell me, listen, I went upstairs to Shamayim and I prayed for you in Shamayim. I said something healing. I asked Hakadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive the nation. He said, let me tell you, I also did not eat and didn't drink. He says, Moshe, what are you trying to say? That you're an angel? What are you trying to tell me? That doesn't make a difference. If you ate or you drank, it doesn't make a difference. What does it make? He says, Moshe, repeat. And he says, they said I was 40 days, 40 nights in Shamayim. I did not drink, I didn't eat. And then again, after the golden calf, again you're going to eat. He says, Moshe, what difference does it make if you ate or you drink? What he's trying to tell me is that you went up to Shamayim and you asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. Fine. But it's not to do if you ate, and if Moshe would have eaten upstairs, so he would not be able to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness. Of course, upstairs is nothing to eat. of course. But nevertheless, Chachamim said that the angels, they eat the man. So Moshe could have also, if he wanted, maybe he would have eaten the man, the same thing. What the angels eat is the Gemara, angels eat the man before it becomes man. Moshe Rabbeinu could have eaten it also. So Moshe said, no, I didn't eat nothing. For 80 days he didn't eat, didn't drink, nothing. He says, what are you trying to tell me? Okay, if you skip with your permission.
What did they eat
then? I don't know, maybe you know. That's exactly my question. But it's a little bit too early to say that. It's about 15 minutes after you. It's not, I don't think Moshe needs to impress anybody after what he did in the last 40 years. You don't have to impress anybody. If you skip, chapter 10, sentence 12. This is Hamishi. This is the title of this paragraph. It's called Parashat Ha'ira. Parashat Ha'ira means it's a special paragraph that talks about how to get Yirat Shamayim, to get fear from Hashem. Comes Moshe and says the following statement. Ata Israel, now, I'm Israel, ma Hashem Elokecha dorash mimach. If somebody's going to ask you, what does Hashem want from you? It says, kim nirat Hashem Elokecha. It says, have yirat shamayim, have fear of Hashem. I said, Hashem wants me to have fear? I thought all the time that Hashem is so above everything, he doesn't care less. He wants me to have fear. For what? He wants me to have fear. And that's the only thing. Moshe said, that's the only thing. Comes the Gemara and said, you should know that's the hardest thing. That's the hardest thing to have fear of Hashem. Says the Gemara, so how can you come and demand and tell Am Yisrael, listen, Hashem wants you to have fear. That's all. Says the Gemara, what do you mean that's all? That's the hardest thing. Says the Gemara, it's true. It's the hardest, but depends for who. For you, it's the hardest. For Moshe, it's the easiest. So all the Chachamim has to say, excuse me. Moshe is talking to me. And Moshe is telling me, listen, mister, I want you to know, the only thing Hashem wants from you is to have fear of Hashem. It's called Yirat Shamayim. So I'm asking that Moshe, Moshe, that's the hardest thing. So Moshe answers me, for me it's easy. So Moshe Rabbeinu, for you, it's easy. Talk to yourself. Go to the mirror, talk to yourself. Why are you talking to me? He says, no, he's talking to you. And he is demanding it from you, that because it's easy for him. He says, what's easy for me? If you skip with your permission to chapter 11, to the sentence, maybe 14? 15. Sentence 15, no, sentence 13. Vayayim Shamot Yishmoyim Tzvotai, it says this is part of the Shema Yisrael that we recite daily, at least twice a day, if you have the opportunity, four times a day. It says this is Vayayim Shamot, that's the second paragraph in Shema Yisrael. Now this paragraph is part of Shema Yisrael. Again, it's a machloket among all the Chachamim, where does Shema Yisrael really end? When Hashem expects you to say Shema Yisrael daily, what does Hashem expect you to say exactly? The whole Shema Yisrael that we say in the Siddur, or maybe just the first sentence, the first paragraph, the first and the second paragraph? Anyway, the Mishnah, Maseret Barachot, the Mishnah ties together the first two paragraphs. I said the first paragraph, of course, is Shema Yisrael, Be'achat Hashem Elokecha. That's what we read in Torah last week. This Shabbat, we're going to read Vahayayim Shamoa. And again, according to some Chachamim, it's one unit. If it's one unit, it should have been together in the Torah. You don't say that Shema Yisrael is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokecha, and Vayayim Shamoa, it says, you where do you find it in the Torah? It says one paragraph in Parashat Beit Hanan, one paragraph Parashat Ekev. Hashem should have written both of them right next to each other. After Visharecha, let's see Parashat, after Visharecha, Hashem should have continued Vayayim Shamoa Tishmeu, what's the problem? If it's part of Shema Yisrael, then it'll be together in the Torah. No, Chacham says, no. Hashem put one paragraph here, one paragraph there, together as one unit. It is in the middle, what do you have in the middle for? This is why Hashem did not try it together, one next to the other. Yes. Okay, if you...
That God only wants us to fear Him? It says, well, okay.
Right. Well, Moshe, you're very good tonight. I have to admit that, maybe because we speak about Moshe Rabbeinu so much. But in a minute, I will try that. If you give me 1 minute, maybe a few minutes. Just one more question, and then we'll go back. And this is why I'm Shamoa that we say. Instead, you say that this is now sentence 15. Minatati esem besatchali v'mtecha v'achalta v'sabata. V'achalta v'sabata. If you know, take something now, it says if you eat and you be full, ishemu lachem v'niftel l'avchem. Be careful that your heart will turn around the September by the time we make the habit and I'm going to worship idols. The Chaf Hashem Bachem, Hashem Gizu Chutz 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 Hashem Gizu Tarif is like this. Now we have 7 weeks, actually between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. This number 7 always refers, so-called, to the building of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he, so-called, reveals himself. Last week was called Shavua Chesed, it's called kindness. That's what we had last week in the parasha, Shema Yisrael Vavta Et Hashem Elokicha Yulav Hashem. This was last week. Last week you have to love Hashem. This week is called Shavua Gvura, judgment. Judgment you have to fear Hashem. It's different. What's behind it? With your permission to make a long story short, I would like you to go first to Parashat Mishpatim with your permission. Parashat Mishpatim, there is a repetition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us the preparation before we got the Ten Commandments. This, I believe, is chapter 24. See. Chapter 24. It says, when Moshe Amar Alei Hashem, it says chapter 24, sentence 1. It says like this, Matat, the interior minister, doesn't say, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, it says, Vel Moshe Amar. Says the Gemara, an angel called up Moshe, and says, Moshe, please, Alei Hashem, you go up. This is the preparation to get the Ten Commandments. It says, do you know what date was it? This was date, the fourth day of Chodesh Sivan. You know what date of the week was it? What day of the week was it, you know? Was it Thursday? On Thursday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent an angel. Thursday of the week, this is the fourth day of Chodesh Sivan. 2 days before we got the Torah. 2 days before we got the Ten Commandments. What day of the week? Wednesday. Thursday. Fine. I said it on purpose in a minute. On Thursday, an angel called up Moshe and said, Moshe, I want you to come upstairs. You, Ata, the Aaron, Nadav, Abishu, and Israel, you go upstairs. You and Aaron, your brother, Nadav, Abishu, the children of Aaron, Abishu, and Israel, the 70 holy people. He said, bow down from far. He got Moshe, the Hashem. He says, I'm telling you, only Moshe, you can come closer to Hashem. Emre Gashu. He says, they should not go up. The rest of the nation don't go up. He says, what's the problem? It's called discrimination. He says, what's the problem? He says, Aaron? No. Only Moshe. Why only Moshe? Of course, I mean, no, Moshe is holy. Still, I don't understand. What is exactly the problem? He says, no, only Moshe up. The rest, he says, from far away. You look from far away. Okay, fine. He says, by the way, what has to know this? Why does one write it? Who cares about it? ויבוא משה ויספר עליו כל דברי השם זה שותים כבר ולכם כל אחד וכל השם זה דברי השם נעשה. This is Moshe came back and told them Israel את כל המשפטים. See? This is משפטים. This is the מצוות. This is משפטים. עיין כל העם, כל אחד, כל אחד אומר שלא יושב נעשה, לסד נבות נעשה, דין סי נעשה ונשמע. דין סי נעשה ונשמע, סי נעשה. will do. Didn't say, will listen, will accept, didn't say that. Say nothing, this was on Thursday. On Thursday, Tony said, whatever Hashem said, will do. Okay, fine. Ketov Moshe et kol divrei Hashem. Ve'yashkim ba'boker, now it's Friday morning. Okay, I emphasize it. Friday morning now, not Friday. Friday morning, and he's ve'ach tachat ha'ar, he built an altar. וישלח את נערי ישראל לתוקדי בחורות, ואלו על זה יזבחו זכם שתמין השם פרים, זה סקריפייז, ויקח משה חצי מן הלב, וקחת ויקח מן הלב, זה משה תוק בתורה, that he wrote part of the Torah, and that sentence 7, ואמרו כל אשר דיבר השם נעשה ונשמע. נעשה נעשה ונשמע. When is it? Friday. On Thursday, only said נעשה. Friday said נעשה ונשמע. Okay. נעשה ונשמע. נעשה ונשמע, look what happened. It says sentence 10 ויראו את אלוקי ישראל they're looking at הקדוש ברוך הוא and said they're looking at השם ותחת הרם החסים נעשים נשאר שלנו ולעצים נשאר שלנו ועשו הלכים היפו והשתו היפו והשתו on the Friday this is the day before we got the Torah on Shabbat on the Friday before Shabbat They sat down and they ate. Who? Nadav Avihu and the 70 holy people. Hashem is very upset. It says not only they ate and they're looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch ha-achila gasa. It says, look. It says, the nation said Na'aseh v'nishma and the holiest of the holiest, the one that were called to come close to Hashem, Hashem said, don't come close to me. Hashem says, you know why? Because you see in a minute. Hashem doesn't want them close. See in a minute, you see why. They chewing on the food and they drinking while looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to kill them, but Hashem said, I'm going to wait, I'm going to kill them later. The Dabbi will be killed on Chodesh Nisan. I'm going to open the Mishkan the following year, and the 70 Zekani and the 70 holy people will die later in the desert, in Parashat Baruch Hu. I said, that happened on Friday. So in Am Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishma, and on Friday, on the other hand, in the same day, the holiest of the holiest eating and looking at Hashem. So I want to explain to you what it means. It means when you look at Hashem, you deserve death. You deserve death, and you know why you look at Him? Because you ate and you drink. So let me tell you one more step, says Dari. Somebody is going to ask you, when did Am Yisrael make the Egel? What date was it? The date of the month was 17th of Tammuz. What day of the week was it? Friday. It says if you look at Parashat Kitisa, if you skip, I believe it's chapter 32. Sentence 6. Sentence 6. Look what happened Friday. Vayashkimu memochorat, this is 17 betamuz. Vayalu olot, vayagishu shlamim, Hashem nechol lechol v'shato v'kum l'tochek. They're eating and they're drinking. And then they want to do avodah zara. That's why they did the golden calf. This is really the question. It was Shabbat or Friday? It's a question. Chachamim say it was Friday. Because Mechorat after Aaron told them to come tomorrow. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu came and he saw it. It's not Shabbat, but what are you? Friday. Friday they ate and they drank and they made a golden calf. ואכלת וסבת ישמרו לכם, בטח שיסטיין שמע ישראל. הלכת כמו שסייז in the Torah, פרשה, be careful. Don't eat and don't drink because you might worship עבודה זרה. It says what happened. It says two things happened. It says twice after people ate and drank, they did עבודה זרה. זה היה עקב תשמעון, if you listen. It says, what is this? This is mitzvot. This is mishpatim. What is mishpatim? It says mishpatim here. What's a mishpatim? It says, what mishpatim? It says, sometimes it's not a mitzvah. That thing can lead you to do a bad thing, even this thing is permitted. The Ramban calls it that a low-level person, he will find ways how to behave that is not a sin, but this might lead to a sin. You have to have a fence in front of you. Since eating, the habit of eating and the habit of drinking might lead you. In America it's called alcoholic, and it's called workaholic. It says all kind of things that's going to happen by starting. It's not a sin to do it, but eventually this will drag you. It says Hashem loves you very much. Hashem loves you, He's going to bless you. If you were so called, we listen. I said, what do you mean you listen? Because we didn't listen. We didn't listen. I said, we said not seven Ishma, we'll do and we'll listen. I said, we didn't listen. So we did. Of course we did. No, we didn't listen. Because what you did is, the top of our Israel, and that was the 70 people, they sat down, they ate and they drank and they looked at the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, don't you know that I can't look at the Kadosh Baruch Hu? He says, the only person that knows it is Moshe Rabbeinu. When he meets the Kadosh Baruch Hu the first time, and he sees the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the fire, the Torah says, V'yatem Moshe panav, ki yarem abit elokim. He says, he puts his head down. The Ramban writes in his letter, he says to his son, he says, you should know what the main thing is. He says, put your eyes down. Put your eyes. It's called you shy and you humble. It says, Moshe, when you saw Hashem in the fire, he put his head down. He says, those people, you know what happened? He says, look at Hashem. He says, how dare you? He says, because they ate and they drank. He says, that's what caused eating and drinking. He says, you lose your balance. This is the first one. Of course, it was our grandfather, as Moshe said, oh, it goes back to Adam HaRishon. He says, he ate without permission. And after he ate without permission, a Kadosh Baruch Hu came to ask him, did you eat? And he said, not only I ate, I'm going to eat. I don't listen to you no more. Adam HaRishon, Minaya. He says, Kofer Avodah Zarah. He says, Adam HaRishon. He says, yeah, you know why? Because he ate. He says, that's what the Torah says. He says, V'achalta v'sabata uberachta et Hashem elokecha. He says, Hashem said, you want to know something? You got to fix the sin of Adam HaRishon. He said, I tell you what. Moshe Rabbeinu, he came up to Shamayim, he didn't eat 40 days and didn't drink 40 days, didn't eat, didn't drink. He said, what is telling us? He doesn't understand. He says, in order for you to reach the level, what you got to do is you have to have Yirat Shamayim. He says, Yirat Shamayim means that you have so-called to reduce food. The more you consume, you are in danger. You might not have respect for Moshe. He says, how do you know it? I said, I have three proofs for you. First was Adam HaRishon, he ate, and then he didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the second one was Nadav Avihu and Shimon Zkenim. He said, Ishtachavit Himer HaKadosh, he said, they looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's because they ate and they drank. I said, the third time is you did the golden calf because you ate and they drank. He said, because you ate and they drank, that's what the whole thing will happen. He said, it happened because you ate and they drank. He said, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu in Shamayim, listen, go down and say, did the golden calf, Moshe said, give me the Luchot. He says, you know, I don't know what happened exactly, but when he went downstairs and he saw that the dancing around it, and he figured out that caused it is the food that they ate, he says, you're out of control. He says, it's not the first time, it's the third time. All of them were Friday. Adam HaRishon ate on Friday without permission. Adam Aviyu ate on Friday. It looks like Kadosh Baruch Hu without permission. And Am Israel did the golden calf on Friday. The same thing without permission. He says, this is the power of Friday, says Dari, that the person Shulchan Aruch said he should reduce his appetite on Friday. He should not eat so much on Friday. Of course, Chachamim says, you know, they should come to Shabbat hungry, but Ari said it's much deeper than that. You got to fix the Friday that was damaged by grandfather Adam HaRishon, then by Adam Aviyu, and then by Olam Israel, which is the golden calf. He says, now Moshe has come to us, tell us, listen, I said, I want to tell you something. If you fix the things that you thresh with your heel, thresh with my heel, what do you mean heel? He said, if you remember, after Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and told the snake, he told Adam HaRishon, told the snake, he said, no, you're going to go bite him in his heel. You're going to bite him in his heel. He says, why? He says, because look what happened. He says, forget about you ate without permission. What caused the whole thing is that now you have no respect for me, you have no fear. You have no fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe said, listen, the main thing is you have to have fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's your job there. I said, that's my job. I said, it's easy for me. He joined it's easy for me. You know why? Because I didn't look. You know why? Because I didn't eat. I did for 80 days I didn't eat. 120 days I didn't eat. No bread. I didn't drink nothing. He says, what are you trying to say, Moshe? You tried to impress me. He says, why didn't you? He says, you don't understand. Eating and drinking is going to take you out, so-called, of that circle that you have fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I says, this is what the Torah really wants. The Torah wants to tell you, Yishavu lachem zeh ve'ayim shamua. It says, this is parasha, it's called Gevura. It says, this parasha has nothing to do with that thing. It says, Shema Yisrael, it's true. It's one unit. But last week is after Hashem Elokecha, I should love Hashem. I said, this week, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell you, listen, remember the golden calf, remember what happened, remember what Hashem, remember that you have to have fear of Hashem. What's the connection of all these things? It's all these things is how to correct, so-called, the falling stage of Am Yisrael, because they ate and they drank, because another of you ate and drank, another Moshe ate and drank. The whole thing was on Friday. He says, hey, he says, Moshe Rabin comes, he says, I want to tell you something. Hashem is going to love you very much. He's going to love you very much if you sit down and you eat, and you drink, and you fool, and then, instead to go dancing around the golden calf, or looking at Hashem, or v'rach at Hashem, bless Hashem. He says, this is the only time, he says, you have to special bracha, because that bracha is to correct so-called the Friday. Tim Chachamim said, listen, I don't know, you can't take a chance. I said, we know who you are. I said, after you eat and you drink, we know that you get a little bit, what do you call it in America, high, and you can't control yourself. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu warned us, Ve'am Shamua, Yishamu Lachem. The Torah says, Ve'ishma Nishvot Ba'imat. He says, after you eat and you drink, you're not in control. I said, you know what? Chachamim said, you know what? I don't want to come. So I told him, he said, don't test me on the 27 gram of Birkat HaMazon. So Birkat HaMazon is not the purpose of Birkat HaMazon. Birkat HaMazon is the purpose of correction. Of correction, the food that Adam HaRishon ate without permission. The food that caused Nadav Avihu to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu without fear. That Am Yisrael, eventually, because they ate and they drank, they so-called danced around the golden calf. So Hashem gave us a mitzvah. He said, you know what? You, by eating and by drinking, you're going to fix it. He says, okay, thank you very much, but we don't want to take a chance that something might happen. Somebody is going to eat so much, drink so much. Chas v'shalom. He might do the same thing. And that's Hashem warns us in Shema Yisrael. He says, if you eat, v'achata v'savata, yishavu lachem, be careful, after you eat and you drink, and he's full, he's going to do Avodah Zarah. Why do you do Avodah Zarah? Because I ate? Yeah. Because this is happened on the Friday when Am Yisrael did. That's what happened before when Adam of you. It might happen to you. Kim Chachamim said, you know what, we want to reduce so-called the danger and the risk that somebody will fall in a trap. And it says 27 grams. After 27 grams you eat, already you still got Amazon. And it says by eating 27 grams, also you so-called, you correct and you fix so-called the sin of our fathers, of our grandfather, Adam HaRishon, that ate and drank and then rebelled against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I kept Yishmeun. The Torah says, you know, if you listen. So why? Because Adam HaRishon did not listen. And Am Yisrael said, Na'aseh v'nishma. So we're going to listen. They didn't listen. He says, now you have to fix so-called how to listen. He says, how to listen? Mishpatim. He says, those laws. It's a what laws? It's not the mitzvot. It's not the 630 mitzvot. It's something that might cause us, chas v'shalom, not to keep the 630 mitzvot. That's how important it is, as he said, is so-called to control your habit of eating. Besides, you know, in America, Baruch Hashem, now it's, it can't bring to the schools, you know, Coca-Cola anymore, this, obesity, you know. You know, people getting weight by the second in America. I said, the idea is because at the end, Chas v'Shalom, if you eat and too much and you fool, you rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, the Yaakov, the second Shabbat in a row is called Gevurah. This is called the Shabbat that you have to, as the Gevurah, Kavish Yitzchok, Mishnah Pekei Avot, is you control yourself. You have to control your eating habits in order to correct so-called the disaster that happened on the Friday because we ate on Friday and that caused us to rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Nisim Rasha, Hashem wants you to have fear. That's it, have fear. And fear is how, by watch yourself, don't eat too much, don't be, Chas v'Shalom, dragged into the task that our fathers served. Next week is 8 o'clock. You tell them.
Maybe shut up. Someone else?